694-44 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Can I do your back, honey?
I've already done my back.
Can I do your front?
Crossed over.
You know what? I like that kind of humor. I like that humor.
I'll be rich as rock.
It's funny. That's,
who's this?
Gold dust at my feet.
Money, man.
On the sun.
Sunny Redbone. Maybe you heard of my brother, Leon Redbone.
Lonnie Redbone?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
I guess we can thank Josh for bringing Lonnie Redbone in.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, he was nice to me.
Yeah.
He's a nice young man.
Okay, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore.
Thanks, Josh.
We used to do that at the beginning, like have a voice, and then we heard from you folks. You didn't care for it.
We didn't hear from you folks. That's why. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that was it. We didn't hear.
Thank you for not saying, oh, this is great. Please don't stop doing this.
So that usually means it's not that funny if nobody says, hey, that was funny. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's October 4th. Now, I don't know if that's some significant national something day or...
I don't think so.
Well, there always is.
Oh, yeah, there's a calendar, and every day, which is ridiculous.
Oh, I know it's Taco Day, because I heard people talking
you know
about
what?
It
that's
earlier.
Right. That's right, it is Taco Day.
Ship in a bottle day?
Ship
Come
in
on.
A bottle day?
Are there people that still, I guess there are,
oh, yeah.
fill the ship in the bottle?
Yeah.
And none of that means anything to me. It doesn't even register, mm-hmm. because to me... There's only one thing that everybody knows this day for, and that's because this is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, that's right. It was 3rd of June.
Ship in a Bottle Day celebrates the centuries-old skill of creating a miniature, fully rigged ship that sits magically inside a glass bottle.
Okay, and do you know that to this day, I still don't know how they do it? I'm sure...
you want to hear...
Sure.
The secret lies in assembling the ship with the masts and sails hinged and lying flat.
Ah, so,
that so it
they
will
spring
fit through
open.
The neck of the bottle, and once it is inside,
they spring open.
You gently pull on the string to bring the pieces of the model ship upright until it fits
Whoa.
Inside.
Well, great. Now you just destroyed the mystery.
Wow.
It's like telling somebody a magic trick.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to know. I actually didn't want to know. And now, now it's no fun anymore.
Ship in a Bottle Day is held on the birthday of Jack Hinckley, the founder of the Ship in a Bottle Association of America.
Whose grandson went on to shoot Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
No, I don't think any relation.
Wow. There's a...
Now, I used to think, I don't know, that somebody sat at a table with a big magnifying glass and some long tweezers, and with piece by piece inserted through the neck with the tweezers, each little innocent. I actually thought that. But they don't. The hull... fits in the body of the ship, and then, as you say, everything else just springs up on a hinge. That makes sense.
Mm.
The other thing I thought was that the bottle was cut in half,
yeah,
long ways, and seamlessly.
That would be a lot of work.
Well, to not see the, but I thought maybe there's a way to heat the glass and cover the seam, melt the seam. Now we know. Look at this, folks. You've gone
2 minutes in
your whole lives,
man,
and not known how the ship in the bottle thing was done. 1 minute with us, and you know.
Happy Ship in the Bottle Day.
You bet.
And Taco Day? Is it another day? Because it's generally several different things on a day.
Yes, today is Taco Day.
If
you want to hear about the history of Taco Day?
In a minute. If Kmart were smart, is there still a Kmart?
Yeah, it's called Big K now.
If they were smart, they would have established a I ship my pants day. Because remember the commercials where the guy shipped his pants, and he goes, hey, I shipped my pants.
Yeah.
And it sounds just like that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
And why they didn't stay with that.
I don't know.
I guess because after a while, you need to sell something besides pants.
Yeah.
And they don't really ship a lot of pants, so I guess it wouldn't work. But boy, was it funny. First time I heard it, I thought, what did that guy say? It's a Kmart commercial. Yeah. Hey, Bob, I just shipped my pants. Hey, Jim, I shipped my pants, too, to my cousin. And again, folks, if you just tuned in, I shipped my pants. I shipped my pants, but it sounds like something else. So, welcome. Glad to have everybody here. And I have a really good mood today. I'm starting to be concerned because I'm having more good mood days in the course of a month than I normally do. And I have most of my life. And that concerns me a little bit.
Well, we enjoy it.
Well, I'm sure you do, and I'll try to put an end to it.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I do, too.
All right. The same words he said to the beautiful Angela on the beach in, where'd you get married?
Mexico.
Puerto Vallarta. In
Puerto Vallarta, when they got married, I do. Here is Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
I was out and about with the boy today. I had little Archie out. We went to the zoo for a little bit, a couple hours. And let him play at a playground at
was Angela with
Forest Park? No, it's just the two of us. So we were enjoying ourselves. Strictly not related at all that we were enjoying ourselves while she wasn't there.
Well, I think
it's not related. It's not connected in any way.
What's important to take away from this, though, is that you went without her. What you're doing is you're bonding and establishing a relationship with him so that when you divorce her, he'll
be comfortable. Yes, yes.
I want to be with Dad. He's taking me to the zoo and he didn't go with us.
So we are on the way home. He was asleep in the car. We were sitting in an intersection, and all of a sudden, I hear.
What?
Rear-ended.
You?
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Oh, that beautiful
Yaris. My pristine 2009 Yaris.
Yaris. Oh, and I know how you are about that car.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Devastated.
Good grief.
Were you sitting still?
Sitting still, yes. It was one of those deals where you're at those yields, those intersections where you can go as soon as there's no traffic. It's not a light.
Right.
And the person behind me must have...
Thought you were...
Yes. We've all talked about that before.
That's what I did here, the last accident I had.
I've had that happen to me 3 times.
I anticipated the person in front of me moving forward.
And then you turn left to see if you're clear to go while you're accelerating, and the next thing you know, you're in...
So this is obviously not your fault.
Not my fault,
Now, the person that hit you, nice, rude, mad...
No, it was a woman. It was...
big breasts?
I did. You know what? That's how shook up I was. I didn't even really know.
Folks, this tells me he was in some sort of shock because normally the first thing he look at
was it
breasts.
Was it a
and especially because he was in the car. But he,
was it a hard hit?
It felt. I mean,
well, play
you know,
it again, Dan.
To,
judge for yourself.
Well, yeah, there's the sound right there.
Oh, yeah.
Was she older, younger?
I would say
easy
40s, maybe.
So younger.
That's, younger than
to
me,
older. That's young.
Oh,
that's
older
young.
Than me. But I'm worried about him, of course.
1 to 10. Was she a 10? Was she a 5?
I would just say average, yeah.
Because it makes
average.
A difference. It does.
But I was worried about him, you know. I've never been in, neither of us have been in the car with an accident with him. But
And you still have him facing backwards.
Yes. Oh. And he never woke up. He was still sleeping.
He never woke up?
So, I mean, it was a good, one good bump, but that was it. It's not. Yeah. So I was glad to see that he was fine and everything.
Have you ever heard of Schaefer Autobody?
I have, yes. And I will be. The process has started. Yes, they will definitely be getting my
business. You know what? It's like I was there. I know exactly. He jumped out and went, my Yaris.
Oh, yeah.
My beautiful Yaris.
Oh,
and he breaks
man.
Down. He in that car, man.
Oh.
Like bonded.
I know.
But now I'm freaked out, too, because I helped move my grandmother over the weekend, and then Archie and I have gone out both days this week where I've carried him on my back. Monday we went for a little hike in the woods, and I had him in a backpack on my back. And then today I carried him through the zoo a bunch. So I think my back was sore already, but now you're paranoid.
Oh no,
that's something else.
Yeah,
let me give you some advice.
Yes,
that someone gave me once before.
Oh, I know not to settle yet till you know for sure.
Doesn't your neck hurt?
And tomorrow, tomorrow I guarantee you, either later tonight or tomorrow, you will be sore. And you might consider going to the doctor just to have it checked out to make sure there's nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give you some better advice. You know, the surgery my wife just had? My wife just had for the second time. No, it's a result of this happening twice. And we were so stupid that in our 20s, my wife is sitting at a stoplight and a commercial truck, good-sized truck, slammed into her. And her back has never been right, and especially since the same exact thing happened 20 years later. She was sitting at a stoplight, and another commercial truck hit her. She's had two laminectomies, fusions.
Yeah, no,
it's like a three-part surgery. She has 8 screws in her spine.
That's brutal.
And it's a result of that stuff, and our mistake, look, I never believe in the faking, neck hurts, I need to check.
And I don't believe in
that. In our case, we didn't do that, and it was a mistake, and it has cost us thousands and thousands of dollars.
And what I did, the first time that happened to me, a girl hit me at a stoplight, and she was 17. She got out. She was crying. This had happened to her. This was like her fourth accident. Her dad shows up and said, can we not get the insurance involved. I will take care of your car.
The answer is no. We can't do it that way.
And I said, we might be able to do it like that. And I went on my way. I was fine. No one was hurt. The next day, I could not move my neck. I could not move hardly at all. And I called him and I said, I'm going to go to the doctor and make sure because my neck and shoulders are so stiff.
How old are you when this happened?
Oh, in my 30s, probably.
Yeah, you should be old enough to know better. You should have immediately.
Oh, no, I was, so he says, oh, I see. I said, no, I'm not like that at all. I want to go to the doctor and make sure that I'm okay.
But of course, people automatically assume you're playing.
Because unfortunately, a lot of people do pull that. So it's unfortunate.
And so I ended up having a mild case of whiplash.
Dan, look at the brain damage.
Well, yes,
it's evident every day here.
Well, that happened. That was before the accident. That was way before the accident.
Already damaged before the accident.
That's really sad.
I flipped over my tricycle when I was a kid.
To you, I would say tomorrow morning or go get an X-ray. Mm-hmm. There's no downside.
Right.
No. I would. They're going to pay for it. And they'll be happy to pay for it. They want to get out from under this.
Sure.
Because they're scared to death. You're going to want a lot more money. If all you want is, look, to make sure you're okay and say, just cover the basic expenses. The doctor, they say, no damage, you're fine, but you got to do it.
Right.
You got to do it. How about the car? Drivable, obviously.
Yes. It's just a big dent in the bumper.
You going to pull a Dan Strauss and drive it that way for 3 years?
Maybe.
No, that would not surprise me. It would not surprise me.
No, because it's. I tried to see if the trunk opens up, and it's kind of hung up, but it will finally free itself. But then trying to get it reclosed because there's a piece there that's not letting it. So it's definitely the trunk wouldn't be usable with it the way it is. So
okay, but you're okay. That's all we care about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I made it to work all right, yes.
Depending on how hard it hit, and did you feel yourself kind of
lurch forward? Back? Absolutely. Yeah. No, so
you'll probably be sore later on tonight.
Well, I see that. Tomorrow. Yeah, and I'm a little sore now, but I was a little sore before the accident, so I don't know what because I was carrying him for a couple hours today.
Oh no,
it's hard to. But I'll definitely wait and see, and because
you remember who Josh Blue is.
Yes, the comic, stand-up comic with
Cerebral
CP.
Palsy.
Yes.
You remember I mean, this is one of the funniest things. This, folks, this is a guy who has obvious cerebral palsy. He talks like it and he walks like it. So you know when he comes out on stage, the guy's got cerebral palsy. I'll never forget. One of the funniest things, he said he was in a car wreck, and he gets out of the car, and he realizes the other driver is hysterical. He goes, no, no, I was already like this. That is funny, because you would if you were in a wreck and a guy got out and he looks all twisted up. You go, oh my goodness, I ruined this guy's life forever. Yeah. Nah, I would always like that.
Yeah, so I went on and played hockey because that's where I was going. I was on my way to play hockey that night, and I played and everything was fine. But the next day I woke up and
you see,
my shoulders.
Made it all about him. Did, this is your story.
I'm just telling you.
No, you didn't hear me come in talking about one of my accidents.
Don't settle anything.
I have one more quick thing. I will not, Dan. Thank you for the advice.
Oh, we did settle the first accident. Here's how dumb we were in our 20s.
You thought it was a lot of money.
$8,000. The attorney took a third. Now, the attorney said, look, he called me. He goes, you better jump all over this. And we said, what? He said, $8,000. I said to my wife, I said, hang on a second. I said, I can't believe this. $8,000. He took a third. Even so, I still thought, oh my, you gotta be kidding me. We're rich. Nah, our bills have been way beyond that $4,800 or whatever we got. I'm sorry, go ahead.
One more quick story. I saw this. This was just a feel good story I saw.
Is it the story about the time you felt good?
No.
Before the accident?
Okay. That would be a feel good story.
There's this woman. She suffers from diabetes, so she lost her sight eventually. I guess that's one of the things from diabetes that can happen.
Yes, it is.
But she liked writing before, and she continued to write after she went blind.
Write as in sit down at the keyboard?
Yeah, well, you would think, but she didn't have a computer, she didn't know how to type, so she set up the system where she had a bunch of rubber bands along the piece of paper. She would know where the lines were, where she would stay with her fingers. She could feel stay in between the two rubber bands, all up and down, and that's how she wrote. So she wrote a bunch of different things, and her son would come over and read it back to her to make sure it was legible and everything. And so one day, her son comes over and finds that she had written 26 pages that day, but her pen was out of ink.
Oh no.
So all of that was just blank. So
yeah,
They were trying to figure out what to do. They took it to the police department.
The impressions on
and
the paper.
They were able to retrieve her writings using different lights and angles and seeing. So I just thought that was a good story. The police did that. They saved her.
If you're blind and you like to write, why not just speak it into a recording app and have somebody go to the keyboard?
Well, she didn't have a computer. She didn't. She obviously wasn't tech savvy, so she still did it the old way. But I thought that was a good. But that was it. That was all I had.
Now we turn to Dan Strauss. Do you have anything?
I do.
Let's hold it. Let's hold it till after the break.
I can't.
I don't mean your urine.
Oh,
I mean the story.
All right. Yeah, I can hold that.
By the way, that's called enlarged prostate if you actually can't hold it. Coming from one who knows. We'll do a quick bit of business, then we'll hear Dan's contribution to the Burke segment, and then we'll talk to you folks. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, Johnny Londoff. Johnny Londoff is the second Johnny Londoff. He's not the first one to be in the car business. There was another Johnny Londoff. That was his dad, a Marine, a classy guy, a risk taker, a trailblazer. A lot of people don't know this. What I'm about to tell you is a true story. General Motors called John Londoff Sr. and said, would you come to Detroit, we have a surprise for you. And he says, well, sure. You don't say no to General Motors, your Chevy dealer. They flew him up there, and he walked into this meeting room, and there were all of the top GM people and all the heads of the Chevrolet division. And they said, Mr. Londoff, we've never seen a dealer like you. You're unique, one of a kind. You set the bar high for other dealers. We'd like to name a Chevy in honor of what you've done. You've been such a trailblazer. And they pull the a big tarp off, and there was a Chevy Trailblazer. Oh. And they said, this Trailblazer is in honor of you. That's a true story.
Whoa.
And that's how the Trailblazer came to be.
Huh.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
And John never talks about it. He's modest about
it. Right.
Because I said one time, I said, hey, isn't your dad? He said, I know what you're about to say. I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just modest like that. Now, Chevy fires fire, grill's a grill. Based your barbecue mall. They are. All Chevys are created equal. It's the deal. It's all about the dealership. You say, well, isn't some of it about price? But that's about the dealership, too. Think about it. It all comes down to where you're going to buy your car. Set price aside for a minute, because everybody's pretty competitive in price. It really is all about the dealer. So if you don't like buying a car, you know why you don't like it? It's because of experiences you've had with dealers at dealerships, with salespeople at dealerships. That's it. That's everything. If we can fix that for you, you will no longer have to dread buying a car. And we can. We can. With a trip to Johnny Londo. So that's how easy it is to get rid of this hatred you have and fear of going to buy a car. Oh, my goodness. Those days are over. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Prices will always be very competitive. Service will always be above and beyond, I think, what you're going to find anywhere else. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Sitting where they've been sitting for, hang on, 1964, 56 years, I believe. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident. It's on westbound Highway 270, midway between Lindbergh and McDonald. It's off on the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up now through Highway 170. Eastbound 270 slowing McDonald through 170. They just cleared a stalled vehicle out of the right lane on eastbound 44 at Antire Road, so things are moving better there. Southbound 270, slow pocket south of Page to Ladue, and then you're heavy again from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like southbound 170 is slow from Ladue through Highway 40, and westbound 40 drivers slowing now Boyle out through McCausland. And this traffic report brought to you by Cintas. The workday is unpredictable. Are you ready? Let Cintas help get you there. Cintas is your source for mats, uniforms, cleaning programs, and more. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
It's Jim Huer. Every Thursday night, tune in to the Big Sports Show for a chance to win a Mizzou Hover helmet. To get registered every night during the Big Sports Show from 6:30 to 9, text your name and Hover helmet to 84126. That gets you registered for that opportunity to win the Mizzou Hover helmet. Right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Did your family use a new playroom that's not the living room? Consider basement finishing and basement remodeling from Woods Basement Systems. A finished basement adds value and living space to your home. For a basement finished the right way, call Woods. This area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, will finish your basement the right way. Call for your free appointment today. Call Woods toll-free at 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com. Are common problems stealing value from your home? If you have a damp basement or wet dirt crawl space, possibly radon, basement wall cracks, doors or windows that stick, or uneven concrete, these problems will get worse if you ignore them. So call this area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, serving this area for 30 years. Get your free estimate today and restore your home's value.
Call 866-581-1081 or find them online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Hello?
A steady drip, drip, drip under your toilet tank has sent you to the Super Mega Box Store for a solution.
Hello? But your fruitless search makes your frustration level rise faster than the water on your bathroom floor.
What's somebody got to do to get some help around here?
You should have gone to the experts at Schnars Hardware.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Will you get all the assistance you need from people who actually know what they sell?
Sounds like a compression ring leak.
Oh.
We could sell you a new hose, but first, why don't you tighten up the old one and see if it stops leaking?
If you don't need it, we won't sell it to you at Schnars.
I like that.
The advice is free, but if you do need something, Frank Blair and the expert staff will help you find it. So why go to the super mega box store to be ignored?
Hello?
When you could get real customer service by people who really know what they sell.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, inviting you to come by our store, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnars.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnars Hardware.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
We're here with Ron Amlin, the organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo and Business Growth Conference on October 19th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri, and it's free to attend. Ron, why should an individual attend this event?
The show is designed to provide entrepreneurs, business owners, and key employees months' worth of valuable contacts in just a few hours. For no cost at all, guests can find out about the latest products and services to take their businesses and careers to the next level. They can also attend one of the many free seminars at the event.
So talking about those seminars, what'll be covered?
The seminars are all focused on how to improve your business and your career. The seminars range from how to find prospects, how to increase your sales, how to build a marketing plan for your business, how to use the web to grow sales, and much more.
So how can we register to attend?
The show runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or to register online, just visit stlexpo.com or call 314-569-0076. That's stlexpo.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott.
The Institute of Natural Health is St. Louis's premier destination for natural health care. Tune in to Naturally Speaking Sundays at 5 o'clock and find a better way to achieve wellness.
All right. That's what's the high going to be today? 80s or something?
I think it was a couple degrees over 80.
Yeah. How about it? We'll take it. We play this game every year. Well, I don't know. I think most people do. How long can I wait before I turn on the heat or the air conditioning? Do you kind of do that?
I do all the time.
Yeah, we had a couple of nights here within the last week where it dropped down 50s, but not enough certainly to turn the heat on. Because, you know, the house holds some heat. If you thought the air conditioning days were over, I don't think so. I think today is air conditioning. So this is that time of year where the air conditioner, it's like a tug of war, if you've ever done that with a rope and one size pull, and then the poor heating and cooling unit. Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to heat or you want me to cool? That's actually the way they talk, heating and cooling units, when they talk to each other. Matheny Heating and Cooling speaks their language, your language.
They're like the interpreter?
Yes. And if you know, if heating and cooling units, let's say one is an American Standard, one is a Bryant, one is a Lennox or whatever, I like to think that that's like being from a different country, different nationalities. Mm-hmm. Like they all have different accents. And that Matheny is that interpreter who speaks 10 languages.
Oh, yeah.
They can understand. They know what that unit's going through. And they actually do. Of course, there's no real language. But all of these systems are not identical. I'm sure there are many components that are pretty much the same. And when somebody comes out to work on them, what I think is kind of sad sometimes about service industry is we never ask for any real proof that the person there, well, prove to me that you can work on this blank, blank model of this blank, blank. We just don't. We just take it for granted. Well, you don't have to ask the folks at Matheny because I'm going to tell you. They are trained. I know this for a fact. They're trained regularly to keep up with the technology, to keep up with all the new and improved circuitry and whatever lingo that I don't even understand. And that's important because there are people running around, just like in the roofing business, who are heating and cooling companies. They don't know squat. They know the basics. They got a gauge with a meter on it, some hoses, and some coolant. And they don't really completely know what they're doing in every case. Matheny, they do. The other thing that I think you'll be impressed with is, and I get emails about it all the time, my goodness, they came out and outside of the service charge, it was an $8 part or something. They could very easily tell you it's a $68 part or $108 part. What do we know? Nothing. They know it all. It's a family business, third generation. I like that. 74 years in business. And like anything else, pricing and being competitive with your pricing is important. I think you'll find that they're more than fair and that they are quick to respond and will get to you as quickly as anybody could possibly get to you. The only people I feel bad for are the people who don't live anywhere in St. Louis County or St. Charles County because, sadly, you can't use Matheny. I'm sorry. Maybe another time. For the rest of you, you like the show, it's free. Here's how it gets paid for. You tell Matheny and all the other people we speak for that we speak for, not just commercials that run during this show, but the people you hear me talk about, that's what pays the bills. Those are the people who pay for the three of us. And without them, no show. So thank you for always telling them your AM and the PM. And please remember the name Matheny. Pretty easy. I almost said think of baseball, but maybe that's a little bit right now. But think of it anyway. If that's what helps you remember it, then that's fine. And if you can't remember the website, which is easy, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. What's interesting is if you go, I hear Marvin earlier in the day say MatheneyHeatCool.com. That works too. Either one. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. If you can't remember that, I hope you can remember FrankOpinion.com. Because if you go there and click on sponsors, all of the people that I speak for are there. Thank you in advance. If you've never called them, but you're going to, I'll just thank you up front. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. I would have thought you would have answered that, but now, Dan, it's just been ringing and ringing.
But he's waiting for his Burke segment.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? That's right. Dan, I apologize. You have a Burke segment contribution.
Now you told him to answer the phone.
Now he probably forgot what he was going to say. Hang on a minute. He's giving somebody Scott Sherman's email address. Why don't you make them work for it? Say, go to frankopinion.com, and it's under sponsors. Sorry, folks.
Is Scott Sherman's phone number under there?
Well, it goes right. It's his email address. They don't need a phone number. I don't know. But
I don't know if he just gives out his phone number.
I don't think he just gives his phone number to everybody. Oh, my goodness. You know what? This is why we're not syndicated or nationally broadcast. It would be an embarrassment to the ABC.
He was standing by, ready to do his.
This is all my fault because he's still talking to him. Hang on.
Here, you talk to Dave. Well, I'm trying to do my
Dan. I'm publicly apologizing. You had a Burke segment contribution, and I threw you off by telling you to answer the phone.
Right under the
Let
bus.
Me talk to Dave. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Frank. I was trying to get a hold of Scott Sherman, and so far, no results.
No results? Well, have you emailed him?
Three times.
And did you get the correct email address?
LawOfficeScottSherman.com.
Say that again.
LawOfficeScottSherman.com.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman.com.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I've sent 3 successful emails and no reply, and that phone number that's on the web is disconnected.
He could have something on in his spam. Remember?
Yeah, that issue.
This happened 2 days ago on the air. Somebody called and said he didn't get back to me, and I said, Scott, check your spam folder. And sure enough, it had gone right to spam. Now that he's aware of that, I will make sure today that I get a hold of Scott and tell him to go check his spam folder for your email. And I don't know why that happens, but it has happened with me, and it happened to me 2 weeks ago. And a woman started jumping all over me because of that thing that I sent you, that document. You were supposed to have sent it back signed. I said, I never got it. It was my spam folder. So I will, and it is, just to make sure I heard you right, it is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Shoot him another one.
I sure will.
And I will remind him to check his spam folder, okay?
Yeah, because my Gmail account will not allow me to just send some nefarious, you know, it has to be a lawful, regular Gmail
account. And it'll tell you it kicks back if it didn't go, so you know he got it. And by the way, I understand completely the frustration, but I hope you understand that this stinking internet email stuff sometimes for no reason throws something into a spam folder. I will make sure he checks his spam folder, and I'll bet you that's where it is.
I hope so. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Dave was very understanding. Scott, if you're listening, check your spam folder.
Yeah.
I'll give him a call during the break. And now with his contribution to the Burke segment, here is Dan Strauss.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Last night I was watching the news, and this is something I need to get off my chest because this infuriated me.
No, listen, this is good. He rarely gets infuriated.
No, it's infuriated me. It's about the shooting in the city with that 14-year-old. The 14-year-old
that had a gun.
Had a gun, turned to shoot at the police.
The story where Channel 4 Sunday night put up at the beginning of the news, police shoot teen.
Mm-hmm.
Should have put teen shoots at police.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And so this one it doesn't matter because all of them do this. So they go to these idiots that go and they stick a camera in their face and a microphone in their face.
Let me just jump in and say, you're right. Why is it 95% of the time the only people that they seem to be able to interview are the dumbest people that live around there?
I don't know.
Well, yes, because smart people don't want to get interviewed on camera for the most part.
No.
Especially.
And while Sam Dotson, the chief, is explaining what happened and saying this 14-year-old had a gun, turned and took a shot at the police, and the police returned fire, he's explaining all this.
I believe you mean the police.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This little kid, they're showing this little kid, and they key in on him, and he's holding a cell phone recording Sam Dotson. Well, then they go over to this little kid to talk to him. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
This 8-year-old little kid says, well, the police said that he had a gun, but I don't think he had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
This is 8-year-old kid, and then they go to his mother, and then you can understand why this kid makes a stupid
exactly
statement, and talks to her, and it's like, oh man, this is just insane. Nothing will ever get fixed with parents like that. No. And
here's the biggest problem. These knuckleheads that... The best way I can put it is this. You folks in these Black Lives Matter crowds screaming all this crap, you give us the impression that you really think that black criminals should just get a free pass, because even when it's justified, you still don't think it should happen.
Oh, no.
And you don't believe there's a gun. Well, here, how about this? Here's video from a camera that was on a building, and it's, you know what they'll say? Well, that could be edited.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Why don't you just admit that in most cases, this was a bad kid.
Yeah.
Doing a bad thing,
yeah.
And that's the end of it. They will not. They refuse. And they want to jump before they even know the facts. Not long ago, we're not going to stay on this, folks, don't worry. But not long ago, there was a before the most recent one, there was a shooting by a young black man by a black police officer. Before they even knew, they didn't know the officer was black. They started screaming, "Hate Whitey," and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then the word gets out, the officer was black. And they just kept on anyway. Well, we still hate white people, and we still hate the cops.
Yeah.
Even if he was black, we still hate him.
Yeah. But it just infuriated me that they went to this 8-year-old kid, and then the kid says that.
And I think you just mispronounced the word, because I saw one of the neighbors interviewed, and they went to her, and she said, "It's infuriating."
Oh, infuriating,
yes. I mispronounced it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kids are always good. They're always angels.
No,
I don't know.
Good. He was a good boy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
G-O-O-D-T. Yeah. I don't understand why they're always good boys, and they're always great, and they're angels, and they're always in school.
And he would have graduated.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
He was still a punk and a thug. Who cares if he was graduated? Yeah. If they hadn't shot him, he would have graduated next year. Well, if he hadn't done what he did, he wouldn't have gotten shot. And by the way, if everybody, black or white, you can hate, if you want to hate the cops, go ahead. But who are you going to be calling when something bad goes down? Oh, all of a sudden, then you need them. And one last thing is, you know, it doesn't matter really what you feel one way or the other. Nobody can tell you what to think about the police. But you gotta stop this non-compliance. Because if you go back and take every one of these situations for the last 5 or 10 years that's happened, that's caused rioting, in almost, and I said almost, but in almost every case, it would never have happened if someone had simply done what the officer asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the videos like you have, and it never starts off with them being mean. It starts off with, "I need to see your hands." And then it goes from there and gets worse and escalates because they don't do it. Would you step over here? No, they're not going
to
step over there.
Could you step out of the car?
I don't have to.
Yeah.
Could you roll down your window? F you. All right. Now, you know what? You're asking for trouble. Knock that off.
I know.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
It just simply comply. And if you're not guilty of anything, nothing's going to happen. You'll be on your way. That's it. We don't claim to be experts at this, but we sort of are. Because anybody could be if you just have common sense. Common sense was, I would never, ever think if a police officer said, "I need to see your driver's license registration," go F yourself.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I don't need to show you anything.
I don't need to show you that. The Constitution says, what is with that attitude? We need the police. We need them. And what's going to happen down the road is we're going to get to a point where nobody's going to want to be a cop. And you know what happens then? And I'll be dead by then. It's government-appointed militia and police.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no longer enough of a police force because nobody wants that job anymore. Is that what you want? I don't think so. All right, enough.
Yeah.
Enough. And now we move on.
It was like one of those things where you're watching TV last night and no one was there, and you're like so mad, but you want to tell somebody.
Yeah.
I want it.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
Now, the following is a dramatization.
Mm.
Peon was in a minor accident this morning, correct?
Yes.
Somebody ran it. Lady ran the back of his car. Following his dramatization, and well, I'm going to pretend now that I was just walking by and happened to be there when it happened. And we'll start with the collision. Now, this is me talking to myself inside my head. Well, I wonder what that was. Oh, I see. Well, that looks like Peon's car. That looks like his Yaris. This is me going over to the car.
Oh.
Peon?
Yes, sir.
No, you don't call me, sir.
Who are you?
Frank.
Who are you?
It's Frank.
Oh,
are you okay?
Frank, yes.
You acted like you couldn't see or something.
Yes, I'm a little stunned.
Oh, you know what it was? Roll your window down. Your windows are so dirty because you never wash your car. You couldn't see me. Are you okay?
Oh, there you are. Hi, Frank. Yeah.
Hey, I see you. Hey, Archie, how you doing, little man? Oh, he's asleep,
Yeah, still sleeping.
So he didn't even wake up.
No.
Everybody's okay?
I think so. I believe we're all right.
You know, you got a little damage to the back of your car.
I'll have to take your word for it. I'm still in the car.
Where in the world are you going to take it to get it fixed?
I think a Schaefer Auto Body.
Well, that's a great answer, Peon.
What's that number again?
No, that comes at the end.
Sorry, I was on the script. I jumped ahead.
And, of course, if this is going to be like 1,000 other bad commercials, yes, it'll end with you peeling out. And I go, hey, where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, I'm heading off to Schaefer right now to get this car
fixed. See, he knows. He knows the formula. Yeah, that's exactly right. Of course, I wasn't there when it happened, but I do believe he'll take it to Schaefer because he knows if he doesn't, he's fired. He's off the show. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. They have 10 locations. I got to see the one in Columbia. We met some friends in Columbia on the way to Kansas City, and sure enough, my wife said, ooh, there's the Schaefer in Columbia. There it was. Yeah, there are 10 locations, even as far away now as Columbia, Missouri, because it doesn't matter where you go in this country. Everybody appreciates perfection in body work, and that's the only thing they'll accept is the same thing you want, perfection. Their slogan is perfect, like it never happened. You have an accident? Oh, man. You get out, you take a look, and you're sick to your stomach. Hang on. Be patient, because before you know it, when you pick it up from Schaefer, it'll be like it never happened. It's who your insurance company wants. It's who you want. It's who everybody should want. Schaefer, again, 10 locations. You can find out where they are, phone numbers, and all that good stuff at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
All right, time for another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you had a stalled tractor trailer. I'm going to see the camera still shows it here. And it looks like it may be gone now. It was a stalled tractor trailer blocking the right lane near 7th Street, and traffic is backed all the way up to Salisbury coming in on eastbound Highway 70. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 70, things are slowing down from Shreve on out through Lucas and Hunt. We also have slow traffic as you make your way past the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. Eastbound Highway 270, you're jammed up now approaching 370 through Lindbergh. Also on southbound 170, it's heavy Delmar down through Highway 40 and stop-and-go pockets on southbound 270 from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Cintas. The workday is unpredictable. Are you ready? Let Cintas help get you there. Cintas is your source for mats, uniforms, cleaning programs, and more. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
St. Louis Health Equipment Lending Program provides home medical equipment to those in need at no cost. On Saturday, October 8th, they'll be collecting home medical equipment during their area-wide collection drive at 14 Walgreens locations. Donations are tax-deductible, so clean out that garage, attic, or basement and donate your home medical equipment to a great cause and provide someone in need with the medical equipment they require. For a list of the participating Walgreens locations and a list of what STL Help is accepting, go to stlhelp.org.
Get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail with the purchase of a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or two single packs. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis.